Hey, this is S.E. Day, your host of the Legally Steal Show. The other day, I stopped into one of the branches of Grow Financial Federal Credit Union, and they're doing something awesome. They have a big promotion where they're going to be giving away my best-selling book, The Negotiating Experience, Your Car Deal Your Way, to anyone who has opened an account with Grow. If you listen to me, you know that I'm an advocate for credit unions, so make sure you call them. Get your copy of the book. Give me a call at the station here at the Tantalk Network, and I'll make sure I get it autographed for you. Only on the Legally Steal Show, where we're bringing you issues that matter most to your wallet and with Grow Financial.
This is Matt Salmon of Lightning Radio. You may think I'm a big, famous radio guy, but just like you, I don't like getting nickel and dimed by my bank. That's why I'm a member of Grow Financial Federal Credit Union. While the other guys are charging fees left and right, Grow Financial has free ATMs, a free debit card with no debit card fees, and low rates on credit cards and car loans. Become a member right now at growfinancial.org. Grow Financial is federally insured by NCUA and is a proud sponsor of the Tampa Bay Lightning.
It's time for Legally Steal with your host, S.E. Day.
Welcome back. Welcome back to another weekend with me here, your host, S.E. Day of the Legally Steal Show. I wanted to talk to you today a little bit about something that it's a personal situation for me. And 20 years ago, I served my country, and I know Veterans Day was yesterday, but my show comes on Saturday, so bear with me. We're here today. Veterans Day, we support our own. Now, as I was saying, it's a bit of a personal situation for me, and I actually had to answer the call, and I went to the desert, and I say just a kid. I know, 20 and 21-year-olds nowadays don't want to be called kids, and I'm sure I didn't want to be called a kid back then. But I was just a kid when I went and I served in the Persian Gulf War. It was an experience, and, I can tell you some things that really would make the hair stand up on the back of your neck and make you question things. If you're going to be here, if you're going to return home. So I know what my brothers and sisters who are veterans, what they have endured, what they feel coming back, and what we can do to let them know that we really care. And I can tell you, it was kind of sad. This week, I was looking at all of the, say, media coverage, and what was out on the airwaves and what people were talking about. And it's really sad that, unless you are a veteran or a family affected by a wartime situation, we really go on about our lives like nothing has ever happened. And I'm not talking about the vets. I'm talking about us here in America. We may feel things in our own way, but We don't show a lot of love for the people who have served to keep us free. Years ago, I heard somebody say freedom isn't free, and it really isn't. The lives that are lost, the mindsets that are shell-shocked, post-traumatic stress, these guys will never be the same. Guys and gals, when I say guys, I'm talking about all of them, my brothers and sisters who have served this country and put their lives on the line to protect their families, protect their friends, to protect your livelihood. I had a conversation, and this was last year around the same time, with a friend of mine, and he made a statement that, I think people are stupid to put on a uniform and go and serve for this country with the way this country treats them. And, of course, you don't talk politics and you don't talk religions with your, religion with your friends and things like that, because it can just open up different, it can open up wounds. But I just kind of said to myself, I was taken aback and I said, the audacity that someone would say something like that, that they've never had to serve, and, but they are enjoying the freedoms every day in this country that those freedoms were protected by young men and women going into an unknown land and fighting for whatever the reason was, be it, you know, national security, be it oil, whatever the reason is, you're fighting, but you're putting your life on the line. Yes, it's a volunteer army or a volunteer military now. The draft hadn't, you know, it's no more draft. But it's sad to hear that, you know, and that made me realize what happened with the guys coming back from Vietnam. Some of the same nonsense was going on. The same mindsets were, you know, prevalent. And a lot of these servicemen were treated like dirt for protecting the freedoms and rights that we have here today. We are, as Americans, we are living in the greatest country in the world. And in order for that country to be as great as it is, it took the sacrifice of a lot of human lives, a lot of theory, a lot of concepts, but it took those sacrifices to keep us where we are. Now, I don't want to get off on a soapbox. I kind of want to keep it upbeat. And I was telling you, illustrating you that point, that it was kind of sad that I didn't see enough fanfare. We'll see other holidays coming up where we'll see a lot of fanfare. But a day like this, the least that you can do, if you have never served or you have not been attached to a serviceman, an airman, a Marine, if you have not been attached to one and you know of one now, just simply say thank you. Because a lot of us didn't. I mean, when I came back, I didn't know how to take thank you. I'm like, thank me for what? I served my country. Thank me for what? But I appreciate it. I appreciate it. And I'm going to use the power of voice to enact things that I can do to actually help support veterans around the country. So, veterans, my brothers and sisters, know that you have an advocate here on your side. That I'm going to be doing things throughout the year to make sure that I can push that effort forward. Because when you're coming home, and you're coming home, when you're coming home, you're living in a different world. Your mindset is totally different. And I want to make that aware to all of the citizens of America. When you see a vet, simply say thank you. It means the world, I promise you. A little story about my situation in the desert. And here I was, a recently turned 21-year-old. And here I am. I remember a professor of mine in ROTC. He was married, so he would take his ink pen and he would have it in between his fingers. And as he rolled it, his pen would click. And I remember him saying, one day the balloon is going to go up. That was kind of the language that we had in the military at the time. The balloon is going to go up. It means you're going to be in a war. Well, I said, no way. No way. It's not going to happen. We're not going to be in a wartime situation. And end up, we were. And August 2nd, the late Saddam Hussein invaded Kuwait, and our units were activated. And here I was. Didn't know what was going on, but I was told that I was getting ready to go to a country I knew nothing about. And long story short, I get to this country, and I step off of the plane. I'll never forget it. It was 4:05 in the morning. It was a Thursday morning, and the temperature was 95 degrees at 4:05, and the air just smelled of livestock. Livestock everywhere. It's totally different living in the Arabic world or in the Middle East. Totally different than the way we live here. But I'll never forget, we had one night I had duty that I was from midnight to noon or 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. in the morning. And my captain at the time came in and he took over. I was in the charge of the night shift. And one night we had a chemical alarm went off. And this is when Hussein was shooting Scud missiles. Now, of course, they weren't very accurate, But it didn't matter because we had our Patriot system. But what people didn't understand is the Patriot didn't destroy the warhead. It shot the missile in half. So it fell to the ground with a live warhead on it. And we lost troops that way. But he shot this Scud missile, and we were near Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. And the chemical alarm went off. And you talk about a fear factor. Talk about something you not knowing what to do. Well, I can tell you, once you've done and clear your chemical mask and put on your chemical suit, everyone looks the same. Everyone looks the same. And you talk about fear. How do you know when the air is clear? I can tell you some stories that, like I said, would make the hair stand up on the back of your neck. So I'm going to get off that soapbox, but like I say, just say thank you to a veteran. Thank you. Believe me, they deserve it, and so do you. You deserve to say thank you to a veteran. A few things that are going on with me, and this is good stuff. This is really good stuff. I had a really important meeting this week, and that meeting was in reference to me becoming the new face or spokesperson of Grow Financial Federal Credit Union. To me, that's a big honor because my advocacy in what I believe in, and, you know, also with credit unions, as well as my desire to make the credit union grow even larger. It was a great honor to be, you know, approached about being the spokesperson of the credit union. So we are in talks to finalize a contract. But get ready. You're going to see me on television. You'll hear me on radio, not just this show, but others. You'll see me on different video training that we're going to do. And those that are around the Tampa Bay area, I'll be at different events, book signings. Oh, by the way, thank you. Thank you for contacting Grow, those of you who are listening, those of you who are members of credit unions. And, you know, last week we did our Bank Transfer Awareness Month. But for those of you who have contacted Grow in reference to getting your book, the message is spreading. And from the 1st of November to the 7th, 8th of November, nearly 500 people have requested a copy of The Negotiating Experience, Your Car Deal Your Way. If you're planning on buying a vehicle, join a credit union, first of all. You get the financing pre-approved, and they also have some of the best rates on the planet. So, yeah, I talk credit unions. I believe in credit unions. But that book will save you thousands of dollars and hundreds of hours of headache and nonsense that you normally go through in the car buying process. So definitely, if you haven't joined, join the credit union, get a copy of the book, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. But with that, I was talking about me being the spokesperson of Grow, but also the article that I did a couple of weeks ago that came out in Focus Magazine with me being on the cover has really opened up a lot of doors. And I'm being approached by a number of people. I'll keep you posted on some of the things that we have going on, things that we have coming up that are going to be good for the show. And whatever is good for the show, it's good for you because I can continue to bring you information that matters most to your wallet. We're going to be tackling some fun things coming up. Of course, next week you want to tune in. I have a young man who's going to be my special guest on the show, and this is the Saturday before Black Friday. See, it's kind of like, you know, I would love to talk to you on Friday, but I can't. So I have to give you the show either a week in advance or after the show. Kind of like this one, Veterans Day, we support our own show. It's after Veterans Day. Well, the show next week is, we're going to be talking about identity theft. We're going to be talking about scams and cons. Now, you may think you know about this, but let me ask you, do you know about this coming from the con man's point of view? coming from the thief's point of view. Well, the gentleman next week that we're going to have on the show, he's interviewed several hundred of con men, convicted felons, thieves, and he's going to be sharing that information with my audience next week to tell you how to protect yourself, not just the physical side, but also the digital side, the things on the internet, things that you need to protect to keep yourself safe, to keep your identity safe. So definitely you want to tune in next week. And I promise you, this is the hottest time of the year that we're going into for identity theft. This is where people go out and they start to spend. They swipe their credit card. You have to be careful. And you have to know what to do, how to look, first of all, how to detect these things. And then you have to know what to do once your credit and identity has been compromised. So there are a lot of things that he's going to bring to you that you want to know. And I'm telling you, I'm excited because I want to hear it. When you're talking about, I mean, I was in law enforcement before, and some of the stories that I used to hear from parolees and just criminals would blow your mind how crafty these people are and what they can do to get your information. So this young man next week, we're going to be talking about that and bringing you that information so you can protect yourself during this holiday season. We got a couple of things coming up, and then I'm going to tune in to another show. So hang tight. After the break, we'll be back.
Hey, Tampa Bay, this is SC Day, your host of the Legally Steal Show, Tampa Bay's newest and hottest consumer talk radio show. Tune in to us weekly, Saturdays at 3 p.m., where we're going to bring you issues that matter most to your wallet. We'll discuss issues like taxes, finances, home loans, and my favorite, vehicles. Tune in Saturdays, 3 p.m. We'll make sure you get the information you need to bring you issues that matter most to your wallet.
Buying a home is a lot like playing baseball. You think you've got it all figured out. Then here comes a changeup.
Strike one.
It's easy to get frustrated.
Strike two.
That's why you need a coach who knows the game.
Okay, here we go.
And can guide you around the bases. Talk to a Grow Financial Mortgage Loan Consultant. We'll get you home.
Hey!
Learn more at growfinancial.org. Grow Financial is an equal housing lender and is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
All right, we're back. Listen, this week I had a really good interview with a young lady here in Tampa, and she's the CEO of a company called Ice Cold Air. I'm going to have her on the show. And the whole thing about what she's doing, she is a female running a franchise in a male-dominated industry, the vehicle service industry. Even though the company is called Ice Cold Air, they are a discount auto service company. But what impressed me is, I don't know her age, but I know she's under 40, and she's in charge. She is running things. And the way that they are doing their business, because, you know, I like bringing you things that matter most to your wallet from a consumer advocate standpoint and ways to save money, they are doing something that you really don't hear much of. I mean, especially, you know, when you go to the – and I got some more exciting stuff that she's going to be doing, but I'll let her tell you when I have her on the show. But when you go into a service company, most people are already afraid because I don't know what's wrong with my car because I'm not mechanically inclined. I don't know if you're telling me the right thing. I don't know how much you're going to charge me. Is this going to break the bank? Well, what she does is she charges nearly half of what the standard shops charge, which is about $85, $90 per hour of work. They are good at what they do. They actually allow you to bring your own part. So, you know, we've heard those horror stories of you going in and you buying a vehicle. Oh, not buying a vehicle. That's another show. We've heard those horror stories of you going in to have your car fixed, and you don't really know if they changed the part or not. You know, some people, I mean, I've seen articles where, you know, make sure you ask for the old part. Well, if you're not mechanically inclined, you don't know what you're asking for. They can give you anything. You don't know what's been replaced. Well, with this company, Ice Cold Air, you can actually bring in your part. So you can save money if you want to. And, of course, you know, if you don't, they'll order the part for you. And the markup is little or nothing. Just the time and effort of them ordering the part and getting it there for you. But you can bring your own part, which is a really cool thing. And they are focused on the community. Right now they have this big drive going on for Toys for Tots, and they want to fill the truck. So if you're in the Tampa Bay area, definitely stop by. I think they're doing like a free oil change, and you can get, if you donate a toy, you know, an unwrapped toy, and it's for the kids, those who are less fortunate for the Christmas holidays. And you can give a, you know, you've heard it before, Toys for Tots is nothing new, but it's a good way that if you need your oil change, you can run by there, they'll change your oil, and you take a toy. And it's a win-win situation. But they are good for the community. They've been in the community for over 40 years, and we're looking to have them on as one of our media partners, or one of our partners at the Legally Steel Show. So that's some good stuff. Also, yesterday, I don't know if I told you about it, but I'm about to be voted in to sit on as a director for the board of directors for Wheels of Success. You heard me talk about Wheels of Success before in the past. And yesterday, they actually gave a car away to a veteran, a female veteran, and that was a really cool thing. So, you know, some good things are happening. People are caring for each other. And that's always nice to see, always nice to hear. I'd love to hear from you here on the show today at 347-637-1008. Give me a call, 347-637-1008. Another administrative thing that I have to bring to you. I know throughout the year we've been changing the time on the show, and what we've been doing with that is gauging where our largest segment of the audience is. We started out at 2 p.m. when we brought the show on. Then we changed the show to 10. And now we are at 3. However, and I know we've lost some people along the way, but what we have seen is the time slots from 10 to 1, 10 to 1 on Saturday are best for our market. So starting December 3rd, and this will be our last time we change. Starting December 3rd, we're actually looking at going to a two-hour show, bringing you more issues within a two-hour time frame than we do with one, because we also bring in on advertisers, which means, yes, I want you to be able to get the message, but I also want to be able to put my advertisers' products and services out. But I don't want that to skimp on the time that you are taking to listen to the show, because you are following the show and believing the things that we're putting out. So I want to make sure you are my number one, my audience. So I want to make sure I'm bringing you the issues that matter most to your wallet and bringing you the information you can use. So we're going to be looking at December 3rd, and that will be our last time change. But our time slots, we're going to be looking at from 10 to 12, 10 to 12 on Saturdays. That'll catch those that are, you know, Saturday morning, taking a break, kids not bothering them. To those that, you know, the show will run till noon. So around noontime, most people are trying to get out of the house if they're doing something for the day. Noon to 1, they'll be getting out of the house. So we're going to concentrate on that time block from 10 to 12, and that's going to stay our time block. We've done the evening. Nights really doesn't work for us for what we're talking about, consumer advocate issues. Not really on the nighttime scene. That's more of, you know, politics and things like that and sex and all that good stuff, which we don't do on this show. So we talk about issues that matter most to your wallet, and we're going to be doing them Saturdays from 10 to 12, starting December 3rd, Saturdays from 10 to 12. Also, we'll be back in the local studio around the same time, So we'll be simulcasting the show. We'll be video recording the show, live streaming the show all at the same time. So you'll be able to go and look on our website, legallysteelshow.com, and be able to look at the videos if you missed it. But if you are live on the chat, you'll be able to see the video and see the guest in the audience that we have, or the guest in the studio that we will have on the show. So those are some things you need to know, and I'll be announcing it more and more. Put it on your calendar. December 3rd, we're going to 10 a.m. to 12 noon, so you'll be able to tune in any time of that two-hour time block. And that's a lot of talking that I got to do, but it's fine. I talk a lot anyway, so I'll be able to give you that information. And we're going to start putting together some type of incentives, prize, donations where people are giving away things. I want to see you participate. I want to hear you participate and be able to get some pretty cool stuff from the Legally Steel Show. Not just knowledge, but also things you can use from a physical standpoint. So I appreciate you being faithful and passing the word around. Please continue to pass the word around. Pass the word around. Everybody you know, Legally Steel Show. They can go to the website. It'll have times on there where they can see it. They can also look down. Download shows through our iTunes section, but pass the word around. We're looking at 2012. I mean, we're almost at a close of this year. We're looking at 2012 being an awesome, awesome year. We've got a lot of things in the chute that we're looking at coming down and bringing to you. I want to start doing some little videos of how-tos on different things, different subjects that matter most to you. And we want to make this show a successful show as we grow into television. But I promise you, I'll tell you more about that as we come up. Well, today, again, I wanted to touch on a subject that is near and dear to me, Veterans Day, and let you know how I felt about it and also, you know, just give you some information on that. Next week, again, we're going to have information that you need to know about. If you're planning on doing any shopping, if you are doing anything on the internet, if you are swiping a credit card or a debit card, if you are breathing and you have a social security number, you should tune in to the show next week. It's just that simple, because you'll have a chance to hear how convicts scope you out, take your information. It's not pickpocketing anymore. I mean, we're talking about these people. The cops have been busting rings for the longest time. You have people that are sitting in prison right now who are working at, you know, retail chains, who would take your credit card information and spread that information around. And I'll tell you, years ago when I was in law enforcement, we actually arrested this guy, had a sting operation. We were working with the Secret Service. And we had a sting operation going on. And this guy actually, when we broke in, well, not broke into his house, when we went into his house on the arrest warrant, we found blank credit cards that this guy, who was a career criminal, but he was getting your information, and they would imprint the credit cards. And it looked just like a credit card. All the information is imprinted on that magnetic strip. And once they put your information, your credit card information on that magnetic strip, they could give it to me and I could go to the store and swipe that card just like I'm you. They don't know the signature. They can't verify it in the store, but they would take your information on your credit card and charge it up. And by the time you realized it, you'd probably reach your limit on your balance and your credit card company was telling you to pay the bill. So definitely next week you want to tune in to that. Right before Black Friday. That way you can save yourself a lot of time, a lot of money, a lot of headache. It's been real. I'm going to cut the show, and I will be out of here and back here next Saturday, 3 p.m. next Saturday. Stay tuned.
Hey, this is S.E. Day, your host of the Legally Steal Show. The other day, I stopped in to one of the branches of Grow Financial Federal Credit Union, and they're doing something awesome. They have a big promotion where they're going to be giving away my best-selling book, The Negotiating Experience, Your Car Deal Your Way, to anyone who has opened an account with Grow. If you listen to me, you know that I'm an advocate for credit unions, so make sure you call them, get your copy of the book.